Let's just put this one down for kicks.
Welcome to Bob Dylan, Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. I'm Rita Houston.
Well, if I had to do it all over again, babe, I'd do it all over you. And if I had to wait for 10,000 years, babe, I'd even do that too.
Dylan's first manager, Roy Silver.
I don't use the word commercial potential, if you will. I loved the music. I mean, no one woke up and said, oh my God, it's folk music. We were just out there. I mean, Pete Seeger was God. And we were just people working and trying to make a buck. And hoping that this would all turn into something fabulous. And it did.
Well, I was feeling sad and feeling blue. I didn't know what in the world I was gonna do. Them communists, they was coming around. They was in the air, they was on the ground. They wouldn't give me no peace. So I run down most hurriedly and joined up with the John Birch Society. I got me a secret membership card, started off and walking down the road.
Dylan and Silver were already under contract with another publisher, Leeds Duchess Music, when they signed with Art Mogul at Whitmark Music.
The next day, he and Roy come back and they said, listen, does it mean anything that we also signed the contract with Leeds Music? I said, what are you talking about? You signed the writer's contract with Leeds Music. You can't sign with two companies at the same time. So I gave them another $1,000 and told them to go back and see if they could buy their way out of the other contract. And believe it or not, the guy at Leeds Music bought it, gave them back their $1,000. I don't even want to think of what that cost Leeds Music, which is now MCA Music, by the way. So that's how Dylan got signed. And then I started to go to work on his songs. I think the guy who made Dylan popular was me. If I say so myself, I'm the one who started to get his songs all over the place. So that the Manfred Manns and the whoever. Everybody started to record Bob Dylan songs. Helped, of course, by the fact that Peter, Paul and Mary did Blowing in the Wind and then Don't Think Twice. And I think it was the fact that all these other artists did Bob that are what made him start to become so big.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man?
Mogul did manage to get Dylan's music out to other artists, creating hits before his own success as a singer.
The answer somewhere in the wind.
This next song never showed up on a Dylan album, but Art Mogul made it a hit with versions by Judy Collins, Harry Belafonte, and Elvis Presley.
If today was not a crooked highway, if tonight I could finally stand tall, if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then lonesome would mean nothing to me at all. Isn't only if my own true love was waiting, isn't if I could hear her heart softly pounding, only if she was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again.
Tomorrow is a long time. Performed as a demo recording by Bob Dylan for his music publisher.
I mean, he said it himself. He said he put Tin Pan Alley out of business. Tin Pan Alley being like the old infrastructure of the music publishing business. And he did. That's exactly what he did.
Music writer Colin S. Scott.
What happened, I think, was the whole complexion of the business changed. Bob was certainly a factor in that. The Beatles were also a factor in that. You know, the Beatles came in, they wrote the songs, they played the songs, They published their own songs. They were a self-contained industry, and Bob Dylan was as well. So music publishers were now looking for guys like Bob Dylan, you know, who were basically one-man shows, you know, who could write, sing, and basically call their own shots, you know. And at the same time, the music publishers became less important because the songwriters didn't need them to go push their songs anymore. You know, that they were pushing them themselves. They were, you know, they were performing them. They were on record. They were on TV. They were doing what the song pluggers had done in olden times.
With the popularity of Dylan and the Beatles and others, the next group of artists to show up on the scene followed in their path as singers and songwriters.
Here's one. I can write you out the verses to this later. I can't really remember this right now. I'll write you out the verses to it. Well, I'm bound to lose, bound to win, bound to walk the road again. Bound to lose, bound to win, bound for walking the road again.
More information on Bob Dylan can be found at bobdylan.com. I'm Rita Houston. Thanks for listening.